Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Where do we start concerning the Attorney General of this country, William Barr? A lot of news of late. Stepping in on Roger Stone, stepping in on Michael Flynn. Justice Department saying they will not pursue charges on Andrew McCabe. His interview with Pierre Thomas, ABC News, saying he's tired of the president's tweeting. And then a lot of people wondering, was this just coordinated between Barr and the president so Barr wouldn't get so much of a revolt from the Justice Department? You had four attorneys stepping away from the Stone case when Barr stepped in, including one quitting. Then yesterday, I'll just read from the Times story here. More than 1,100 former federal prosecutors and Justice Department officials called on William Barr Sunday to step down after he intervened last week to lower the Justice Department's sentencing recommendations for Roger Stone. Tom Heffelfinger, as I've said a couple times, twice the U.S. attorney for the state of Minnesota, 41 years in law, and he's always been kind to join us a number of times. And Tom is with us right now on the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus hotline. Thank you, sir. I appreciate your time. What is your reaction to when we're talking about over 1,100 people united in this belief that the Attorney General should walk away from his job?
Well, good afternoon, Chad. Good to talk to you again.
Thank you, sir.
I was made aware of this opportunity to sign that letter late last week and elected not to do so, largely because the effort was spearheaded by a third-party organization called protectdemocracy.org. And I don't frankly sign documents that come from third-party advocacy groups. There are procedures for former U.S. attorneys to weigh into the decisions of the Department of Justice. This was not one of them.
Is this an organization that leans left, or was it? Is it viewed as a bipartisan organization?
It alleges that it is bipartisan, and as I understand it, the signatories to the letter are largely bipartisan. I don't know whether it's the right, left, or up the middle.
Yeah, I know that you have people on both sides of the aisle who have signed, coming up with the 1,100. If it would have been organic, Tom, if it would have been other Justice Department officials, including a number of them that you respected, would you have given any consideration to signing off on a letter that is calling for the Attorney General to step down?
Well, there is no similar situation, but I can give you one fairly similar. Back in 2007, when there were attempts by the Bush administration, W. Bush, to remove seven or eight sitting United States attorneys, there were a lot of former U.S. attorneys, including me, who took a position contrary to that. So, yeah, it's not so much in this case, it's just the third-party organization I'd never heard of that approached many of us at the last minute asking for our signatures. The bigger issue, frankly, and I appreciate your lead into the story, the bigger issue is whether or not the Attorney General should resign, number one, or whether or not his behavior vis-a-vis the Stone case was appropriate or not. And that's a different issue.
All right, let's talk about them, and let's start with Roger Stone. Roger Stone was convicted of multiple felonies, serious allegations, but I did see a lot of people normally who aren't sympathetic to the president. It wasn't just individuals who always follow the president no matter where he's going, who said they thought this was excessive and it was higher than it should have been. considering the president's involvement, his relationship with Roger Stone, how close he's been with Roger Stone, since we're talking about WikiLeaks, how difficult is it for the attorney general to then step in on that matter? And do you personally think Barr should have stepped in this case?
I do not have the sentencing guidelines grid before me on that, so I don't know whether the sentence of the recommended sentence of 7 to 9 years was high or low. But assuming it's consistent with the sentencing guidelines, there are procedures under which the attorney general could very easily and properly have provided input to the trial lawyers, the four lawyers who actually tried the case. And that would have been absolutely appropriate for the attorney general to do, either directly to those prosecutors or through their boss, the United States attorney for that district. So what's unusual, however, and I don't know the answer to this, but I believe that it appears that the president provided direct input through to the attorney general, so that this was not without input from the president.
Yep.
And if, in fact, the president did provide direct input to the attorney general, that would have been improper. And there are procedures under which both the attorney general can reach out to the president with information or to seek information, or the president can reach out to the attorney general. There are procedures for that. This does not appear to have been pursuant to any of those procedures.
Tom Helfelfinger is with us. Tom is with us on the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus hotline talking about the attorney general. He certainly has four decades of experience with the law and two separate stints as U.S. attorney for the state. I think, Tom, what causes a lot of us who don't know the law in any way, as well as you, to look at Barr's involvement is that there are hundreds and hundreds of cases every single year. Every attorney general can get involved. And where all of a sudden two notables come out in a couple days, in Roger Stone and in Mike Flynn, two people the president of the United States has talked about endlessly, has tweeted about endlessly, about how unfairly they were treated by the system. And those are the two that Barr is going to get involved with. To me, it's just begging for people to ask very valid, important questions about what role the president is playing going forward, or in fact, right in these two cases.
You're absolutely right. And those questions are not only legitimate, they'd be probably derelict if people weren't asking those questions. The problem that Barr has here, and it does relate to the word of retirement, he's got, as he said in a comment late last week, he's in a really difficult position. I can't remember whether he said between a rock and a hard place, but something similar to that.
Along those lines.
Because of the tweeting of the president.
Yep.
And it seems to me that Barr has only a couple of different options if, in light of that, and in light of the fact that one can expect that the president's going to keep on tweeting. One is he can resign, not because people are calling for him to do it, but because continuing input from the president is going to make it impossible for the attorney general to properly do his job. The other option is for him to effectively get the president to lay off. The president is, quite frankly, interfering in active, pending criminal cases by the Department of Justice. And by doing so, the president is countermanding the independence of the Department of Justice process. These prosecutions, whether it's a bank robbery in Minneapolis or a fraud case in Washington, D.C., they have one thing in common. They are all independent of politics. And that's the basis under which these cases proceed. When the president takes actions that intervene in that independence, counteract that independence, the attorney general has very few options, one of which is to quit, the other is to get the president to lay off.
Tom, there is a better chance I win the Masters for the next 25 years
I didn't give you a chance for the second part of that, and I
do it left-handed, and I play right-handed, then Donald Trump is not going to be involved. He's not going to change. So let me just be as blunt and direct as possible. As somebody like yourself who knows Bill Barr, is aware of Bill Barr, is aware of what's taking place right now, do you think these folks are right when they say he should step down?
Not because 1,100 former Department of Justice lawyers said so. He should do it because he recognizes himself. If he resigns, he should do it because he recognizes himself that this president, with his predispositions, is not going to lay off the interference in the these cases. And that being the case, he may have no choice but to resign because he can't do his job effectively.
So let's say he does, and I think we both would agree there are no signs he's going to do that, but he does.
No, and there's also no signs the president's going to back off either.
That's what I was just going to say. And then someone else comes in. Tom Heffelfinger comes in. He picks you, and you jump in. He's not going to change, and he might be the president for the next 4.5 years. So let me ask this. For the Republicans who will say, look at the words of Eric Holder. Look at how out front Eric Holder was about his relationship, his friendship with Barack Obama, his respect for Barack Obama. That is certainly more subtle. It is more nuanced. But Holder's loyalty to Obama, is it that different from what President Trump wants out of his attorney general?
Yes, and there's plenty of examples going back to the Bushes, to the Reagans, to all of those administrations of finding attorneys general who are close personal friends of the president. That's an incredibly important job, and generally presidents put people in there, lawyers in there, that they know and trust. The difference here is that in those cases, whether it's Obama or either Bush, you didn't see the president telling the attorney general what to do in pending criminal cases.
Yep.
In other words, you saw the presidents, the respective presidents, bending over backwards to preserve the independence of pending cases.
Tom, always appreciate your insight. It's excellent. Thank you so much for joining us when you're out of the state, and we'll reach out to you soon.
Thank you very much.
Man with great experience and great respect in this area, Tom Heffelfinger, 41 years in law, two-time U.S. attorney for the state of Minnesota, and he joined us on the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus hotline.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.